I've been getting an interesting assortment of comments on my recent work. Bob House, one of my good friends from New Mexico, commented on my discussion of a ridiculous video going viral right now about how eagles supposedly undergo a magical rebirth, plucking out their own beak, talons, and feathers to be reborn to survive another 30 years. I called this poppycock, and he asked if there is such a thing as a poppy hen. This, of course, sent me to the dictionary. Merriam-Webster says poppycock comes from a Dutch dialect, papekak, meaning literally soft dung. Tragically, this means that poppycock's derivation is not related to cocks or hens or any other birds, so there is definitely no such thing as a poppy hen. I received a lovely email from Crystal Nichols this week. She writes, I came across your website on my quest to unlock a great mystery, one that has puzzled me for many years. Here's a bit of backstory. I was deployed to Iraq back in 2003. We were fairly close to Baghdad, but slightly southeast. During my time there, a small baby owl ended up in my lieutenant's quarters. Being the animal enthusiast, I was summoned to figure out what to do with the small owl. To this day, I still cannot figure out what species he, I called him Buma, which is Arabic for owl, was. Every few years, I revisit the mystery, spend a couple of hours on Google comparing photos, searching, etc. Sadly, I only have one blurry photo of him. I was wondering if you had any leads on what species he is. The closest guess I have is a type of Scops owl, but I'm not quite sure. I'd love to hear what you think. I appreciate any insight you can offer. After a bit of back and forth about the fuzzy baby owl's size and noticing how long its legs were in the photo, I concluded it was probably a little owl, which is the same size as a Scops owl but belongs to the genus Athene, related to our continent's burrowing owl. That gave Crystal enough information to track down a 2006 story online about an American civilian working near the Baghdad airport who also cared for a baby owl. Crystal wrote back, I think it's safe to say Buma was a Hutton's little owl. He was such a special part of my time there, so IDing him means so much. You can see Crystal's photo of Buma on my blog. On Tuesday, I got an email from a listener in Orienta, Wisconsin, regarding my radio program on KUMD Tuesday morning. I'd read an excerpt from Michael McCarthy's book, The Moth Snowstorm, Nature and Joy, regarding the population explosion. He wrote, Dear Laura Erickson, no one should listen to anything you have to say when it comes to population, the environment. You have been preaching using gentle birds as your shield when you most egregiously violated the substance of this issue by selfishly having more than one child. Nothing you do, recycling or whatever else, can overcome the damage you have ensured by contributing to the population explosion. With your college education, you should have acted better, and the lily pad analogy seems to me like a feeble attempt to excuse the behavior. Any anger you have, especially with politicians on this issue, is hypocrisy. You are yourself, not unlike them. Mike Gellerman. None of the words on Tuesday's program were mine, except at the start and finish when I gave credit to Michael McCarthy and his wonderful book. The lily pad analogy was entirely his, too. I hope very much that those listeners and readers who see me as a selfish hypocrite don't therefore ignore Michael McCarthy's extraordinary work. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.